Welcome to our introduction transformational series on affirmations for a sexual abuse survivor. Weekly, we will talk about one affirmation word of power so that you can become more familiar with your strengths as a legacy. The main objective in developing these words of power is to obtain a collective healing source. Move through life with no remorse, spiritually evolve, and live in peace, of course. Hello, everyone. Where have you been? My name is Shawnee Janelle, author of The Traditional Modalities for Healing and owner of RealityInBalance.com. Some things about me are that I am a non-traditional student at a uni studying sociology and creative writing. A certified holistic health practitioner with a focus on self-development and improvement, and a weird thing that my brother likes to call me a weirdo, and it's often because I talk and I think out loud to myself. I come to the conclusion that is like a Gemini air kind of thing, you know what I mean? So I thank you guys for listening. Really, when I'm having a good day, my words of power arc to musicals. But when I find that I need extra encouragement to stay focused because I'm human, my affirmations for a sexual abuse survivor enable me to strive to live for my best life. Okay. Now, for this part of the show, I want to go ahead and give you guys a little bit of background information and definitions of sexual abuse. As specified by the U.S. Department of Justice in 2014, an estimated 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually abused before the age of 18 in the United States. According to Wikipedia, sexual abuse, also referred to as molestation, is usually undesired sexual behavior by one person upon another. It is often perpetuated using force or by taking advantage of another. A few examples are: number one, when force is immediate, of short duration, or infrequent, it is called sexual assault. And within those realms, the offender is referred to as a sexual abuser or prerogatively molester. The term also covers any behaviors by an adult or older adolescent towards a child to stimulate any of the involved sexually. Another example would be the use of a child or other individuals younger than the age of consent for sexual stimulation is referred to as child sexual abuse or statutory rape. Disclaimer: if you are enduring sexual violation in any way, please inform an adult at this time immediately. For your discretion, there are 24/7 hotlines available for questions or aid. Here at www.rainn.org, or please also check with your local county for other resources and advice for your safety. And with that, you guys, we are going to take a quick commercial break and we'll come right back with our very first words of power affirmation. All right, you guys, welcome back. So let's get into our first words of power affirmation. I am changing and growing. written by Shawnee Janelle. Our quote here is from Nina Simone, which she says, "What kept me sane was knowing that things would change, and it was a question of keeping myself together until they did." Limitless to what's already been said, what's already been done before. A survivor. A voice that can be heard. A victory that has no song. I am changing and growing from concrete ceilings with transparent steps to imprint my healing. The awareness of a reset empowered by my higher self. It speaks of operating from the best parts of me that was meant to deteriorate my health, freedom, and peace. Well then, Father of Time, reaching through your rocky core, to be a survivor of sexual abuse authenticates the concrete seedling, limitless to what's already been said, what's already been done before. I am changing and growing. In conclusion, you are a survivor. Stay in action on your healing journey every day and meditate on these concepts of I am. I encourage everyone to go at their own pace and to know that the doors will remain open for questions towards your healing every day. Be well and heal in peace.
Peace.